Thanks for tuning in to the Roadhouse on the Shore 521. A very special weekend as it's St. Patrick's Day Sunday. It means live music all over the county. And our next guest, Gordon Thorne, is going to be taking over the ski hill and the shore next tomorrow, Saturday. He's going to be at the winery at 3 and the resort at 7. Lucky for us, he's on the Roadhouse at 522.
All right, doubling down tomorrow.
What's up with that?
Tomorrow's a work day.
You can walk. You about walk downhill the resort.
Yeah, I just put it neutral.
You the man.
Glide down.
You're going to miss out on all your adventures and fun in Finland.
Well, no, I get to take in the parade.
How do they let you out of that? No, that's early.
Yeah, parade. I'll go to the parade and then just get out of there. I'll leave the parade at 1:30, 2 o'clock.
What about that beauty contest?
Now that's tonight, man. I'm gonna be sequestered at home tonight. I've got a big gig tomorrow. I gotta practice up.
Oh, bummer. Just when I thought you're in the running, right?
Oh yeah. Well, the only thing I got running is a nose.
Well, thanks for coming all the way up to Cook County.
You bet.
And coming back on the Roadhouse. I bet we've had you umpteen times.
Umpteen. This is the umpteenth and one.
But yeah, it's never enough.
It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
It has been a while.
True.
You know, I don't do quite as much work up in this county as I used to, and so I'm up here a little less.
I know I've enjoyed you on the Sunday morning pledge drive
show
that
was now. Fun.
That's
been a regular thing. A
couple of seasons of that has been very successful, and I come in for that request show afterwards. And
Yeah, I heard that.
Tough act to follow.
I don't know about that.
Well, you're busy then. You're busy with your arts and crafts and career, and looks like a huge file of papers there. You just signed some big contract or something?
Yeah, real big.
What you been up to?
Well, I've been pounding a few nails and skiing a few miles, playing a few gigs, and getting ready for this. I'm resurrecting the Fingerstyle Masters weekend this year.
That's
right. All right.
We skipped a year. We had a kind of a down year, and then Tom McLear at Cascade. I've gotten to know him, and he suggested we try it there. And so I thought, well, all right. So.
Hey, that's great news.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It is. So explain what it is and then who will be there as well.
Well, it is a weekend that features guys that play guitar with their fingers, which sounds a little vague, but actually it's just a method. And one of the champs of the method is Mr. Phil Haywood, who was my first guest in the inaugural Fingerstyle Masters weekend, and because we're starting all over again, I'm going right back to my main man, Mr. Haywood.
Oh, nice. It's like a grand reopening.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big time. And Randy Sabine's going to come give some fiddle workshops, so any of you fiddlers out there, April 20th, Randy Sabine's going to be in the area showing off some licks and tricks, so should be good. And, what was the question again?
You got there. I was just wondering what it was and then who will be there. And there's a public concert involved, yes?
Yeah, concert. And it's open to anybody. You don't have to be a guitar player to be interested in this. You just have to enjoy guitar. So we'll have that big concert on Saturday, April 20th in the main dining hall there at Cascade in front of the fireplace with Mr. Haywood holding forth. We might do a few numbers at the end with him, me and Randy, kind of get up there and have a little guitar army going on.
Nice. So, yeah. Well, so it's back. It's better than ever. It's at Cascade Lodge.
Cascade Lodge,
restaurant. This is the Fingerstyle Masters weekend, April 19th and 20th.
Yep. And I did it at Bluefin for a long time, and it was really good down there. But I think that moving it a little closer to Grand Marais might be a bonus for us. I think, it's only 15 minutes away from town here, and people might venture down that way, whereas Bluefin was just far enough to deter some people, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So will it be in the lodge and some in the restaurant, or how does that work?
The workshops are going to be in the lodge and in one of the cabins. We're going to spread them out.
Sure.
But the pub, the pub session is what I'm calling the Friday night thing with Randy and I. That'll be in the pub. Uh-huh. And then the concert, we're going to clear all the tables out of the dining room and have it in the dining room there right in front of the fireplace.
Awesome.
Yeah, it should be great.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be terrific.
That's Easter. Isn't that Easter weekend?
You got me.
Pretty sure it is. Late Easter this year.
I think it is too.
It's a huge thing coming together all at once. Earth Day is on the 22nd, a Monday. So that
Earth Day is every day in Cook County.
You there.
Yeah.
But so we're doing, that whole weekend is going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah. The 21st is Easter.
Yeah, there we go.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
we'll have to do some Easter material, you know.
I know that you have a song for every occasion, so it won't surprise me.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ Superstar, thinking for what we're going to do.
There you go.
That'd be appropriate. What about tonight? What's the occasion tonight?
Nothing. I just came up here to do this.
Nice.
I just a little promo, a little legwork, you know, get a little windshield time coming up here and head back. This got me out of having to be Miss Helmy for this year.
You know? Well played. Well played. Well, you're going to have to play a song or two.
That's I'll play a tune or two.
We got a two-song minimum to be.
Okay, two-song minimum, all right. That's funny.
I think it's actually true.
You're the producer. You signed the contracts.
Oh, that's good. Well, you want me to play one? I can play one.
Yeah.
Here, let's get a little guitar mic on here. I'm not hearing. Oh, this happened before. Well, let's try. We'll try this one. I haven't played it in a while, so it might be fun. It's called the Coal Man Blues by a man named Pegleg Howell. Pegleg was a notorious 12-string man from Atlanta. I'm cheating. I'm only playing it on 6-string, so it's going to be twice as easy. It's called the Coal Man Blues, a little thing about energy. I woke up this morning about 5 o'clock. I got me some eggs and a hot pork chop. Cheap cigar, little magazine. Had to hustle uptown, catch a 5:15. Let me tell you something, what I seen. The coal man got run over by the 5:15. They cut off his arm, cracked his ribs. Did the poor man die? No, the poor man lived. Let me tell you something, what I know. The coal man got run over by the 5:44. It cut off his arm, crushed his head. Did the poor man die? Yeah, the poor man's dead. I got your hard coal, I got your stove wood, ma'am. I got your hard coal, I got your stove wood, baby. I ain't got but just a little bit left. If you don't come get it, gonna burn it myself. The wood in the stove and the match in your hand. The wood in the stove and the match in your hand. The wood in your stove, the match in your hand. I hustle across town, find the jelly roll man. Sell it to the rich and I sell it to the poor. I sell it to the rich and I sell it to the poor. I sell it to the rich, I sell it to the poor. I sell it to the nice gal standing in the door. And I furnish your wood, I furnish your coal. I furnish your wood, baby, I got your coal. I furnish your wood, I got your coal. Come on, baby, love me, doggone your soul. Tell me, mama, what's the matter now? Tell me, mama, what's the matter now? Tell me, what's the matter now? You don't want me, take me anyhow. Mama, sweet mama, what's on your mind? Mama, sweet mama, what's on your mind?
Mama, sweet mama, what's on your mind? Said you can't quit me, no need in trying. Going up the country, don't you wanna go? Going up the country, don't you wanna go? Going up the country, wanna go? Don't even find two or three more. Me and my mama, two or three more. Me and my baby got two or three more. Me and my baby, two or three more. We're headed up the country, don't you wanna go? I'm going away, it won't be long. Going away, baby, won't be long. Going away, it won't be long. Don't believe me, count the days I'm gone. Cause I woke up this morning about 5 o'clock. I found some eggs and a hot pork chop. Cheap cigar, a magazine, had to hustle up town, get you 5:15.
Yeah. Gordon Thorne.
Yeah. There we go.
Very nice.
Thanks. Thank you. Can I have a little more right here? There we go. There. That's a little better. Yeah. So that's Peg Leg Howell, a little tune about the coal man coming around, filling up somebody's chute.
Yeah. I remember that. You played that at the winery last fall when we were getting wild.
Yeah.
By request. I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Very fun.
Back at the winery tomorrow.
Winery with the boys.
For Après les Aventures.
Yeah. What boys will be with you?
Mr. Roth and Mr. Stamps, Mike Roth and Tom Stamps, and me playing a big, fat, hollow-bodied guitar. So get a little volume on things.
I can't help but notice you're going to be serving up the modern sounds of yesterday.
That's right.
Today.
Yeah, that's right. Extra with extra gravy.
Yeah. That's at the winery.
Yeah.
3 to 6 for
free. 3 to 6 for free. Modern sounds from when giant bluesmen still roamed the earth.
That's right. You got a great press agent. Great press on Gordon Thorne. And then tomorrow night at the Lutzen Resort, you have to be a little more conservative down there.
Very reserved.
You got to change your socks.
Yeah, I put on different socks. Exactly.
Put on a coat.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that now in the lobby still next to the fire?
Yeah, in the lobby. I really enjoy that gig. It's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just got a nice little captive audience. It's almost, you got this rotation going on. So it's almost like playing on the street, except it's warmer and there's beer.
And checkers.
Yeah, and checkers and, wow. All kinds of stuff.
But no friends. No Stamps and Roth.
No.
Attorneys at law.
No. None of the brothers are going to be showing up for that one.
Well, that makes sense because it's such a, like you say, it's intimate setting. It's kind of like going to your own lodge, your own fireplace room.
Yeah,
and
it's really nice.
So, Gordon, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm assuming that when you say finger style, playing with your fingers, that means as opposed to with a pick.
Yeah, right.
So, do not many people do it that way?
Well, I'd say less than more.
Okay. And so, all right. tell us how it's different or why it's harder.
Well, it's not, I don't know if it's harder or not. It's easier if you ask me, but that's just me. You know, I can't flat pick to save my life, you know.
Okay. But
if I want to make it sound like a flat pick, I have to do it with my fingers instead of a pick, you know, to get that sound. But, you know, basically you're getting a little, your thumb is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you get that's finger style. And you can't really do that. You know, you can cross. There's this thing called cross picking, which a guy like Norman Blake employs a technique called cross picking, where, you know, he'll kind of imitate what a finger style player might do. So you've got that folksy style, but then you can do something more. Get that kind of thing. It says you hear the bass lines going one direction and the melody's going another. So I, for my own playing, I like to equate it to what a piano player does. You've got your left hand and your right hand. Your thumb is your left hand. Your fingers are your right hand. You know, your digits are your right hand of your right hand.
Yeah.
You know, and that creates the, you know, the bottom and the top.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's what, in a nutshell, that's kind of what fingerstyle guitar is. You know.
All right.
Yeah. Does that clear as mud?
It helps. I mean, I've heard you play so many times, but I just kind of wanted to know how you described it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I describe it. You know, it's and there's many ways it can be done, but like Phil has a little different technique than I do, and we, you know, everybody. That's the beauty of it, really. I think is that everybody's got their own sound. I mean, I can imitate another guitar player, but really, at the end of the day, it's just an imitation. I can play like me, and it's gonna sound different, but just as good as whatever the guy did before, you know. And so, it's all your genetics, really. If your thumb likes to do this, your fingers do this, and everybody's got their own sound. It really becomes very personal,
sure.
You know,
like a voice.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Huh. You know.
So do people? The way you're talking about it makes me think that are there many guitar players that switch between using a pick and not?
Well, there's those kind of Nashville guys that do. They kind of actually use the pick and their fingers at the same time.
Hmm.
So they would do, for those of you in the radio, you can't see this, but, you know, they would hold the pick with their index finger and their thumb, and then they would use their middle finger and their ring finger.
Oh.
And they would, and so they can employ both techniques.
Okay.
You know, and generally that's done on electric guitar.
Ah.
You know, Telecaster style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a Telecaster style.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it perhaps dying out, like when you had mentioned lesser, you know, less than more, and is it like a...
No, I just think
kids
that
aren't getting into it.
It just takes a little more work to get going on it. Mm-hmm. And so there's an attrition rate. If people start out and you got to commit to it, you know, to really overcome some of the stumbling blocks, you just got to, it takes a little more time, I think. But that's just for me. You know, somebody else might pick it up real quick. I can't speak for that. But it's a lot of fun, and you can do it, it's a little more entertaining to the individual that's playing the guitar because you've got more, there's more to think about. You've got a melody, you've got some inner harmonies, you got your bass line, whereas when you're just strumming a guitar, you know, I can't even, that's all you can do, and that's fine and dandy if you're singing a song, but if you're not singing and you're sitting on your couch, even the dog's gonna leave the room pretty soon. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just not enough going on, and so it becomes something that you can kind of do in the privacy of your own home and still have just, you know, if you're kind of a singer and you want to sing Bob Dylan songs, well, you can only do that at home so much. You got to find somewhere to do that, you know. And at home, when you're playing a fingerstyle guitar, you can just sit in there and figure out, trying to unlock the little secrets of all this, sure, all these little things that are going on. So it's entertaining, you know, to me anyway.
Sure. So, Gordon, would any of these workshops that are happening on the 20th be appropriate for someone who currently plays guitar but doesn't do fingerstyle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. You know, I will... my half of it, I'm going to do the first session, and depending on, I got a few different ideas of what will, which way will go, but it kind of depends on who shows mm-hmm. up. And if it's a bunch of beginners, then I go right to the ABCs of it. And if it's if there seems to be a little more of an intermediate crowd there, I'll mm-hmm. still go to the ABCs and then kind of move a little farther up. And there's not too many advanced players around here So they probably, if then, they probably wouldn't show up anyway. You know?
Too cool.
No, you know, I mean, I went to a Duck Baker fingerstyle workshop one time. He's a renowned player and was down in Minneapolis. And there were like six or seven people there. And not one of us brought a guitar with us. And we were all, Tim Sparks, Phil Haywood, Dave Hull, me, I can't remember, a couple of people, one person I didn't know. But when you can already do it, all you want to do is just sit and watch and listen to what he has to say and take a, go home. And because as soon as I got, if I'm trying to learn, I'm not going to learn what he's doing in that moment. You know, it's too advanced and too crazy. And so I just went, and we all just sat there and basically had a seven-person private showing with a lot of talk. I mean, because the other players can play equally as well as this guy, but just differently. And so, you know, he's employing certain techniques, and you kind of go, hey, Duck, show us how you do that again, you know. What are you doing with your – and he'd kind of break it down a little bit. But by not having a guitar – you actually can start to take it in a little better. And then you go home and you go, oh, yeah, Duck was doing that thing. He'd bring his middle finger up into there. And I'm going to try that out, you know. Mm-hmm. But you're best off, you know. But an intermediate player or a beginner, then you want to make sure you have a guitar so you can do the, you know, start learning how to get your thumb to go, because it's all about the thumb. It's all about the thumb. Yeah. That's what some people call it, thumb-style guitar, actually.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're not just pulling our legs?
No. That's what a lot of the people like that started that, the country guys. Like you had the blues guys that were playing fingerstyle guitar, which kind of came out of more of a banjo thing. And then they had the country guys that were from Kentucky, the Eddie Pennington, and there was a little enclave in Kentucky at what's the name of that song by John Prine about Paradise, Kentucky. Mm. Anyway,
sorry,
it's right in that area. It was the, and they all called it thumb style, you know, and that would be like your Travis, where the thumb is really heavy, and it's playing more of a country lope to it, And so Merle Travis, Tommy Emmanuel calls himself a thumb style player, you know, because that's where he got it from those guys, you know, and they call that thumb style.
Yeah, Who knew? Yeah. This is always educational, isn't
Wealth
it, Dave?
Wealth of knowledge. Wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
It's true. It's that history and culture that the music represents.
Yeah.
It's really cool to know all this.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just been something I've done for so long that I didn't even have to try to learn this stuff. It just, you know, you find it out, and you just kind of go, oh, it all makes sense. And, you know, it's not something I really sought out. You just, this information just comes to you because you're in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you don't really have to, you just find it out. I don't know. I don't even know how I found that out. You know, I just did.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll play a thumb style thing.
Please.
Okay. Give me a little more guitar and sing it. There we go. So like that Merle Travis thing.
Thank you.
though you're gone, girl, I can't forget. Right or wrong, baby, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along, oh, I knew I'd lose you. Still I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, girl, won't you remember? Right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, baby, I can't forget. Right or wrong, baby, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along, Lord, I knew I'd lose you. Still I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, girl, won't you remember? Right or wrong, baby, I'm still in love with you.
Gordon Thorne here in Studio A.
Basic thumb style type thing.
All right. So, Gordon, the Finger Style Weekend,
yes.
If people want to find out more about the workshops or sign up, what do they do?
Well, they can call here and get my number.
Okay.
Or they can find it on the poster that will be hanging around. But I'll let them do it that way instead of putting it out there right now.
All right.
Now.
Okay, that sounds good.
They can get any information they need right from the station here. They can find out how to get in touch with me that way.
Oh, and I bet very soon this will all be featured on our website.
Yes, it will be.
WTIP.org.
Yeah, it should be good. I'm really kind of looking forward to it. I kind of dropped it, and Tom McLear, he was the one that kind of got me thinking about it again, and I'm glad. So we'll see how it works. We're going to see what sticks this time. And if it doesn't work out, then it'll be done. You know?
Okay.
Give it one more shot.
I think it sounds fun. You got some great people and new venue will be fun. And
I think it'll work out pretty well.
Great.
You know, and another thing that I wanted to just bring up about finger style, finger picking guitar.
Please.
Is that it's also a great vehicle for a songwriter as opposed to a strumming of the guitar, because you're going to find melodies.
Ah, sure.
And you listen to James Taylor, is one of the greatest finger pickers around. He just doesn't employ some of these syncopated, he does it in a whole different way where he voices chords. You know, he has a much more of a pop sensitivity as to how he likes to construct the songs, but he's a really amazing fingerstyle guitar player.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so you can use it for, a songwriter, I think, would really, it would be a great thing to have in the quiver.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
know, I mean, because a lot of songwriters, that we listen to, they don't even write their songs on the guitar. They use the piano to write the songs.
Right.
You know, because that's got all the voice. It's got the whole voice. Everything's there. And their little guitar part, when they go out and perform the tune, they've got a band. A bass player can play this note, and they've got people here. And so the guitar can just, play a pretty simple. There it is. This thing just keeps jumping all over. You know, I really should change these strings every once in a while. They'd stay in tune. They've been on since May.
May?
May.
Of last year?
May, yeah. I'm coming on 1 year on a set of strings, and I played like 2 gigs a week.
I was going to say, that seems like a lot for how much you play.
Yeah, well, I like a little bit of a dead sound, and I know that when I put fresh strings on this thing, it's just going to sound way too bright for me, and I'm going to hate it, you know. And so I just have been putting it off. And now they won't stay in tune, so it's just going to have to happen.
It's the white tennis shoe of the guitar world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think back to that signature sound, that personalized sound. Right? Every little bit counts. String age.
Oh, yeah. String age is very important. Older, the better. A lot of crud on them.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you think you could squeak one more little tune in for us?
Yeah. I'll do another tune. Let's see. Well, we'll try this one. This is a tune from the band. All of Glory is the name of this tune. Robbie Robertson wrote this song when his daughter was born. My daughter's coming around this weekend, so I'll play this for her. Just a mystery. All the glory, I'm second story. Feel so tall like a prison wall. Before the leaves all turn brown, before they fall to ground, you will find the harmony. Wait and see. Thank you.
listen to the serenade. Little girl promenade now. You got the sunshine in your hair. Maybe some sweet day you'll walk that Milky Way. All a glory, I'm second story.
Oh, that was lovely.
Thank you.
That reminds me to drag out the last waltz again.
Yeah, I can't beat that. That's from Stage Fright, that particular tune.
Oh, okay.
From the album Stage Fright.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. The band's third record.
Aha. Mm-hmm. What was Big Pink?
Big Pink was number one.
Okay.
And the Brown record, the band, was number two.
All right.
Man, the music encyclopedia.
He is.
Gordon Thorne.
Well, I do appreciate you giving me a little soapbox to preach about this Fingerstyle Masters thing. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah, it'll be on our website as well. It's April 19th and 20th at Cascade Lodge in Lutzen, featuring Gordon as well as Phil Haywood and Randy Sabine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Gordon. Always a pleasure.
Have fun. At the hill.
Oh, yeah. I will do. Shore. I will do. Thank you.